JP Cooper, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
We're so happy to have you.
Good to know. Good to know. You made me feel very welcome.
I've been so excited. I've been listening to your music on repeat for the last couple of days. So amazing. I feel like I've like built
amazing.
Up to this.
Good, yeah, good. It's funny, you know, it's like when you go out to see concerts and you're like, I need to get into this new record because I'm going to go watch the band. It's nice to know that radio hosts do it as well. It's good. I'm sure they don't all do that.
What, do the research?
Just listen to the record. They might listen to a single or... Yeah, no, that's cool.
I have to be a little bit gushing for a sec, but you have such an amazing voice.
Thank
it's
you
so
very
beautiful.
Much. Thank you.
Can you tell us about your beginnings?
So I grew up in Manchester, in England, and I started in the band scene. Really, I made a little band with friends. You know, it rains a lot in Manchester, so there's not actually that much to do other than, you know, we ended up playing guitars. A lot of people get into other activities, but ours was guitars. We started bands pretty early. That progressed into, because a lot of my friends were into like rock music. So believe it or not, my first bands were like rock bands. I was a big fan of like the grunge scene, but I was also really heavily into like blues and soul music. So I ended up joining a gospel choir, sang in a gospel choir for quite a while. And all the while I was still playing in bands, and then I decided to, you know, kind of do the solo thing maybe 6-7 years ago, and you know, doors have started to open, and it's been a good run.
Were you always writing your own music even back when you started?
Yeah, I've never, I mean, even, you know, we just put out this little covers EP thing, but it's not really, covers have never been a thing that I do that much. Like, I'm so selective of like songs that I do as covers, so I never did like the function singer thing or anything like that.
Lucky.
It was all about just, well, it's funny actually, because I think, you know, that people who do that are generally incredible singers. Like, if I had to do that now, like, you would see the cracks in my armor very, very quickly, because I use what I have to the best of my ability. Yep. So it's easy. I can just be in my comfort zone most of the time. And the beauty with writing was, you know, it meant that I could work to my strengths. And it's just something that I've always wanted to do. I always get people saying, oh, you're a great singer, why don't you go on The X Factor or something?
Yeah.
Well, I love writing, you know, and I don't really feel like I would have had as much control in that area. It's turned out okay. It took a long while to get my break, but it came. So
yeah,
it has been a long while coming, because you've been releasing EPs, I think, since 2012. That was like your first one.
Sounds about right.
Yeah,
that's
sounds
pretty quick. Right. That's happened pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, 2012. That was I don't know. I released like 3 on the label, and before that, I released 3 self-released ones before I signed the deal. It's been a long time coming.
And perhaps it's a lifetime in the making, but do you get a sense now with your first debut studio album, do you get a sense now that you've kind of made it, you can kind of take a breather for a sec before you plan the next album, of course?
I feel comfortable in where I'm at in my career. You know, I don't think I'm gonna have to go back to working in bars very soon, hopefully. You know, but I feel like, you know, this is kind of day one in Oz for me. You know, this is, I've never came out here, I've never met anybody, so there's still a lot of work to do, there's still a lot of people to meet. You know, and I'm excited to see where it takes me. I don't think I'll ever feel like I've made it in that respect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's always more to do. Don't
so
stop.
Much.
Yep.
There's always more to do. I even think like the lady at the milk bar or always feels like there's more to do.
I reckon
whatever she does job you do.
So you've not been to Australia before. Are you going to come back soon? And
we'd absolutely love to. I'm doing a lot of writing this year.
Yep.
A hell of a lot of writing, but I'm hoping that the doors will open. But we're definitely planning on, you know, we came here and we've already met quite a few people, and we need to come back.
Yep.
And you know, do a bit more of our own touring. So we will definitely be back.
What are your impressions of Australia so far? Because it's a long way away.
It is a long way, but it's a real home away from home. You know, you can get all the things that you want, like at your fingertips. You know, it seems a little brighter here than back home. No, we absolutely love it. Everyone's been having an amazing time. I've not had a chance to try the coffee in Melbourne yet, but I hear it's incredible.
So, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Like, on the way. Do you know what? I've been a bit, because I've been a bit tired, and I know that seems silly, but you know when you're a bit overtired and you get a bit jittery if you have coffee? So I thought, you know what? I best not have that before an interview, because I'll be... Yeah.
So are you saying that we're all going for coffee after this? Is that
maybe. It might be what we need.
I was going to say, because you're in Sydney next.
Yes.
After Melbourne, yeah?
Yeah.
Melbourne is notoriously known for having the best coffee in
Australia. Yeah, I've heard that.
You guys
all
nod as well.
You've just recently released an album of covers. Yeah. If you could choose someone to cover one of your songs, who would you choose?
That's a really good question. Who would I choose? Alive or dead or...
Anyone.
Anyone?
I feel like dead ones are always the best.
Like just dead. Just dead ones. Okay.
It's going to be hard to organize.
Yeah, no, to be honest, it means like they don't make them like they used to.
But it's more legendary.
Prince would be interesting because I think he'd like mash it up. Yep. Like I think he'd like pull it apart and do something kind of out there with it.
That's great.
Prince would be pretty cool.
That's amazing.
That'd be very flattering.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, it's, you've missed your boat on that one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Now, I know you would have been asked this a million trillion times, but the Perfect Stranger song.
Of course.
Huge, huge, huge song. Mm. You know, one of the biggest dance singles of recent years. You co-wrote it, didn't you?
Yes.
How did that come about?
So it was a funny one because if I would have been asked to feature instantly when I heard that backing track, because Jonas had written the track and he was looking for people to finish the song. And a few people had tried it and, you know, they sent it through to me and said, oh, we've got a singer.
Yeah.
Would you mind just writing for it? So I was like, brilliant, you know, it's a little bit different. Like, it's not going to confuse my fans because, you know, I never really put out that kind of dance track before. So I did it and he really liked it and really liked the vocal as well. So it was an interesting journey because I would have just outright said no. I think I would have, my ego would have taken over and I would have been too nervous about it. But we decided to go for it. It was like, okay, let's just see what happens. You know, luckily it turned out to be very successful and it didn't confuse my fans so much. They were just really, really happy to see me getting some airplay.
Yep.
And, you know, I've learned so much through that experience, you know, about losing my ego a little bit when it comes to, oh, I'm an artist, I can't jump on some commercial house track. It's like, no, do you know what? I've played in front of thousands of people at so many different festivals and I never thought I'd find myself at a dance festival. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And to do that and experience that actually helps you understand something a lot more. So I've learned so much through that. It's changed the way that I write. It's changed the way that I collaborate. It's changed the way that I look at my future in as a singer and as a writer as well. So it's been an incredible experience, you know, aside from the fact that it's opened a hell of a lot of doors internationally and things like that. Just on a personal level, it was a big part of my life. So
yeah, of course.
Grateful for it.
And it would have like widened your fan base as well, correct?
Indeed. Yeah. And you know, it was September Song was like the perfect follow-up song for that because it still had that kind of summery vibe with a slightly tropical edge, I guess, to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of really invited people down the rabbit hole to find out a bit more what I was about. So if you haven't done so already, my album is on Spotify. It really worked out. It worked out really, really well.
I mean, is there anyone that you want to collaborate with now in the future? Have you, or are you just going to be...
Potentially alive, can I just say now?
Yeah. So, you know, we've got a few back home that we're working on at the minute. But I mean, if it was someone that, like anybody, it'd probably be someone from like the urban or hip hop kind of world, someone like a Chance the Rapper or...
Yeah.
Or Eminem even, you know, that'd be pretty amazing.
That would be amazing.
But I think there will definitely be... There'll always be a lot more collaborations.
Yep.
Maybe with some Australian artists. Who knows?
Do you have on that note, do you have any Australian artists that you like?
Was Natalie Imbruglia Australian?
She was Aussie.
She's like one of the most beautiful women to ever grace
amazing.
The earth.
Yeah.
Like, let me think. With Devo, was it Devo? No, it wasn't Devo. Men Without Hats, were they Aussie?
No, they were American.
They were American,
sure,
weren't
yeah.
they?
We'll claim them.
Can you, who are the big ones? Obviously Kylie.
What have we got? Midnight Oil. I don't know.
Do you know, I actually wrote September Song with an Australian guy.
Really?
Yeah. He was in a band called Evermore.
Ah, they were really big
John
a few
Hume.
Years ago.
Yeah. So I co-wrote. So we nearly gave it away to the winner of one of the competition shows in, whether it was, I think it was X Factor.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They were looking for a single for their winner. This was a few years back.
Yeah, right.
The song was kind of in my back pocket for a while.
Yeah.
But luckily we didn't.
Right. So if you're holding on to a song, what makes you hold on to that and not release it? You're waiting for the right time or?
I think the production on the first version of it,
yep.
I wasn't completely in love with it.
Okay, yeah.
And we actually went back when we decided to do the song, we actually spent quite a bit of time trying to get that right. So it wasn't really something that I was like in love with.
Yep.
You know, it wasn't like a real, there's some songs that I write that I'm like, this is so important to me. Whereas that one was kind of like, I don't know. I like it, but, you know, I'm not ripping my heart out about it, you know. So, but yeah, I'm really, really glad we decided not to, because, you know, it's been a huge single for me. So
it's an amazing song. Mm.
You know, with Back to September song, it's such an amazing song.
Thank you.
It's brilliant.
Beautiful.
It makes me feel so happy. Yeah. I think it should make anyone feel happy.
I hope so.
But just sort of, you know, you're saying all the sort of stigma around, you know, releasing a house single and all of that. How good did it feel to release your own song and just have such a positive response?
It was incredible. It was really amazing. I mean, it took a long time to reach its kind of peak in the UK. We released it in September. It was quite funny because it didn't chart until December, January. So everybody was like, why have you released a song called September Song in January? And everyone was so confused about it.
Yeah.
But it you know, it reached its peak in January. And but over the everything had shut down, and over Christmas, it was amazing just watching it, watching it grow. And then George Michael died. So it kind of dipped a bit because all his songs were up there with it being Christmas, and then but it stayed up there, and it, you know, it was just an incredible thing to happen, because I'd never seen that happen with my own song before. So you know, it was an amazing start to the year that year, and I'm so sorry it's taken so long to get to Australia. But we're here now, so
because you've released, are you up to like 5 or 6 singles off this album?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's been really, really good. I mean, obviously September Song seems to be the one that's gone the most global, but you know, we've had a lot of love in different places. You know, it's interesting seeing what territories has kind of switch on to different sounds and different things. So, but yeah, I mean, now, you know, we're kind of getting into writing for the second album, and you know, I'm really, really excited to kind of move forward into that. And you know, obviously it's great to come out and play the songs, but I'm excited about the next record, and hopefully we can spend a lot more time out here promoting that.
Yeah, because so there's the next album, that's sort of the current project. After because you're on tour with The Script right now. Is that what's next?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on that. There will definitely be more releases, you know. I'll be releasing things. I think these days you just have to keep releasing music. We live in a time where you can't just disappear for a year, especially if you're a new artist.
Yep.
And write your album and then come back and expect everyone to remember you. I just think people's attention spans are so short. Mm. So we will be giving away goodies and putting out a few smaller releases just to keep people, you know, keep myself in their minds.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but the album's the main big project that I'll be working on, and I'm very excited about that.
Because that's, you know, that's a crazy thing right now. You've got a billion streams or something crazy.
We've tipped that mark.
It's amazing now, because you look back on a time, maybe 10 or so years, where if you'd release something, if it flopped, it really flopped. Mm. And now you have just, it's a completely different medium now. People just have to go out there, just press play.
Yep.
Is there still less pressure or more pressure to release stuff? Because I mean, it's, I feel like if you're good, you're good. It's still got it. But is there more of a pressure still on you?
I think there's always going to be a pressure. You know, there's so much music being released now, and there's so many incredible artists like releasing debuts every week. You know, it just seems like worldwide there's so many. So I think, again, you know, it's the attention span thing. You just need to keep drip feeding, like, as long as there's something there, then people won't forget about you. And or whether you're touring, or and also, you know, the social media thing as well, it's an incredible way to just keep in touch with the people who enjoy what you like. But you know, radio and things like that are just so important. So thank you for having me.
It's been so great to have you. Yeah. You're performing in Melbourne tonight with The Script.
Yes.
How exciting is that? Are you looking
absolutely
forward to
amazing.
It?
Absolutely amazing. We did a little tour with them in the UK last year. And, you know, they're amazing guys, very hospitable. You know, an incredible band. You know, they've had so much success. Mm. So it'd be lovely to come out and finally see what the Australian crowd is like. We're all very excited about that.
I've also got to really quickly jump in. You supported Stevie Wonder a few years back. How was that?
It was incredible. Yeah. It was one of those, even saying it, it's like, really, did that really happen? That's like the stuff of dreams. It was amazing. You know, it was a beautiful day in Hyde Park in London, and it didn't rain.
Wow.
And, you know, it was such a good lineup. You know, I think Pharrell was on the bill. There was just so many incredible artists on stage that day. So just to be a part of the bill in general was amazing. And, you know, watching Stevie, you know, he played for hours and hours and hours. And it was just incredible. Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, amazing. It's been such an absolute pleasure to have you here at Joy 94.9. We have all your songs on Heavy Rotation, so we're big supporters.
Love that.
And just come back anytime.
Please hurry and come back real soon.
Can't wait.
And we'll do the coffee next time, hey Gabe?
Yeah.
We'll bring you the coffee, though.
Thank you so
much. We'll have it here for you. JP Cooper, thank you so much. All the best in Australia. And we'll talk to you soon.
See you soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye.